This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your health and your well-being, your choices that you're making. We can help you with that here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices his brand of medicine, his cardiology at Lake Cardiology, Mount Dura, Florida. He's a fabulous technician, fabulous reader, although he admits to me that he got some blood work. We've been talking back and forth about, you know, I have three different things that I pursue with regard to my health. I integrate my medical choices because it makes me feel comfortable to know absolutely everything that's going on in my body. And I advise that of you. I think that you should know what's going on in your body. It doesn't do you any good unless you don't care. If you don't care, then there's not much point even in your wasting time listening to this program, because we're here to help you because we care. I care about my health. Ken cares about his. We care about our family's health. We pay attention. There are a lot of things along the road, a lot of signs, if you will. And so as I have tried to integrate some of the stuff that Ken teaches me from his point of view as being sort of a classical, traditional cardiologist, and then I have Jack Stockwell, who is not necessarily traditional, but he looks at things from the point of view of a chiropractor, and that has a different staple attached to it. And then I have this new group of people who are working. They're real analysts of things, and so I had this really extensive blood work done for the second time in my adulthood, and you were sent the stuff, and what did you say to me earlier? You don't know what some of it means? I get kind of a kick out of that. I don't have the stuff in front of me. I'll grab it.
Let me just say that there's not an insurer on planet Earth that would pay for any of this.
No, I don't care, because I don't want the insurance. The whole problem with the stinking insurance business, and you know, whether you'd qualify that way, you have to deal with these people all the time, and they keep shaving and cutting and paying you less for the same really great services that you provide. And it's part of the problem with our, you know, we have an opioid epidemic, we have a prescription epidemic. I think we were talking earlier, I think it was off the air, about me being in this particular outfit that I've been going to. The lady who was my researcher said I was the only person my age that she knew that didn't have any meds. None. Zero. And that's part of the problem. There's a solution, because people like you and whoever else that prescribes regularly have the scruples, if you will. You have the ethics. You have the morals to not abuse your power. That isn't, unfortunately, the case today, as we've seen a lot of doctors get hooked up in this last week or 10 days. A number of doctors, 6,500 of them, have been accused of writing prescriptions that were not necessarily needed because they were getting paid off by the drug companies. That's a huge indictment, Ken, of what's going on in the system. Do you agree?
I don't know the details of what you're talking about, but, just inappropriately prescribing prescription drugs is just not obviously a good idea, and something that none of us should be doing.
No. Well, at any rate, we'll talk about, because I like to use myself, I'm happy to use myself as a guinea pig to make demonstrative some of the things that we're talking about. Our mainstay here is to understand what's going on in the medical journals, the books, the magazines that are important for you and your crew. So let's get to something that is this week Well, we've got a couple of FDA stories. Apparently, they've improved their first generic nasal spray against opioid overdose. How's that going to work?
Yeah, this is really good news, especially everyone's looking to save money on drugs, because the need is urgent, Doug. On average, more than 130 Americans die every day from overdoses of opioids. We're talking about the prescription painkillers such as fentanyl, oxycodone, hydrocodone, Vicodin, morphine. And the news this week is that the first generic naloxone nasal spray to treat opioid overdose has received approval from the FDA. Teva Pharmaceuticals' life-saving product is also the first generic naloxone nasal spray approved for use by people without medical training. There is already a brand name spray called Narcan for emergency use by untrained people, such as family members and bystanders, but this will save everybody a lot of money.
Well, under the we talk about some of these things, the opioid problem. I just wanted to get some background to what I said to you a few minutes ago. The feds have charged 60 people, 53 of them are licensed health professionals, with illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics as well. This is a big-time health care fraud, according to the Justice Department. They said that enforcement actions involved dozens and dozens of doctors and pharmacists and nurse practitioners and other licensed medical professionals. 350,000 prescriptions for controlled substances, 32 million pills. So this is the Appalachian Regional Prescription Opioid Strike Force,
right,
where this all started.
31 doctors, 60 people.
Yeah. Yep, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, they say. They're working all around the country to get at this. And so the fact that the FDA, it's kind of a sad reality. They've approved a nasal spray to prevent people from dying from opioid overdoses. That's kind of pathetic, isn't it?
Well, it's because there's a thin line between effectiveness and toxicity. And
what is that line? How do you know where the line is?
Well, that's a good question. It's individualized, and you have to follow very carefully a competent, trained prescriber and not overdo it. And too often people get confused or just overdose or they're using illegal drugs and they don't even know what the dose is, and they just take too much of it and go to sleep because they stop breathing. And if you don't get the antidote, you won't wake up.
Yeah.
And, just let me comment for a second about
please.
This news about it's very sad that they've announced this 60 people in this illegal prescription opioid crackdown. And again, it's an investigation. We don't know what the facts are. I always like to wait till I hear what the facts are, because it doesn't sound good. But let's hear what actually comes out of this before we really come down. But obviously, this is a very small number of all the physicians. And, if they are guilty, just horrible, bad apples. And, they obviously, they should lose their licenses forever for something like this, if this is true. But, it's just, it would be very sad, and you have to be very careful about prescribing these drugs. This is not an area that I personally operate in. I don't write for these drugs. This is not something cardiologists do. These are drugs that really pain physicians mostly are involved in, sometimes ER physicians, sometimes internists, but especially there's a whole specialty now of pain management, and these pain management clinics set up, many of them are incredibly ethical and doing incredibly good work, but some of them are these
the bad apples spoil the rest of the old song, One Bad Apple Spoils the Whole Bunch.
Yes.
And in this circumstance, 70,000 people died last year. I think that was the number that you quoted at the end of the year. 70,000 people have died in this country in the past year because of opioid overdosing, opioid overprescriptions, overuse.
This should be closed down amazingly. And, you know, physicians who think they're it's really amazingly silly to think that they're going to get away with this because these things are tracked so incredibly. So,
well, that's the other thing. I would like to hear from you. How do authorities track the prescriptions that you write? Does somebody look at every one of them someplace?
With a microscope, especially the controlled drugs. And
so then how is it that they so overdo the, well, maybe they're finding the people now.
They find it. Yeah, they'll catch up.
Yeah. Pretty bad. All right, more from the FDA in a moment here. 16 after the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. The folks at Dr. Martin Ginniger's office want you to know about power swabs. Power swabs created by Dr. Ginniger to help his own patients get whiter, brighter teeth. He came up with this fabulous concoction. This is an all-natural a product that is made with several different ingredients that are the top of the line, and they go to work 5 minutes later. The patented tooth detergent, all-natural whitening agent, lightens up your teeth. The stains are starting to go away in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Coffee, tea, smoking stains, wine stains start to disappear. Keep it up. When you do it two times in a row, I guess, twice in a row, the shade of the whiteness brightens up more. So you're supposed to do it 2 days in a row, and then you give it 5 days off. I think that's how it works. I don't need to get into the nitty-gritty. I'm just telling you, this works very well. A dentist started it. Now you can get it. It's not available online. It's only available by calling the company itself. 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and they will give you 50% off. You'll earn it, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Yeah, you earn the discount. 50% off the retail price. So save yourself $500-$600 from having to get the teeth at your dentist whitened professionally. Do it yourself with fabulous power swabs. Call now, 800-208-1797, to get them at half price.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address. 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy. For your first month for just $5. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology in Mildura, Florida, here on Good Day Health. Check out the podcast that's there every week. The most recent podcast featuring Dr. Ken is posted now at gooddayhealthshow.com. So if you don't get all the info, there's a ton of it there, man. I'll tell you, I pride myself and I'm thankful we have Ken to give us, to just sort of dissect all of this stuff and give you some common sense approaches to things that may be worrying you. I always ask him, we were just talking off the air about some things that showed up in a blood test profile that I don't know and understand, and when you look at it with an uncultured, uneducated eye, and I'm pretty educated about what's going on in my body, and this is the first time we ever had tests like this, and they showed particle numbers in the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and the good cholesterol, and what to do about it, and you know, if you don't have somebody like Ken to interpret this for you, you could either not pay attention to it, and you need to, or you pay too much attention to it because you don't really understand what the negative numbers mean. So that's why Ken has so much value for anybody that goes to see him. Don't forget his office number, 352-735-1400. The most recent conversation that we have is a podcast with Ken, focuses on why you ought to walk a little bit faster, amongst other things. And we also talked about the DASH diet, how that helps with hypertension, cardiovascular disease, that sort of thing. And then the whole idea, guidelines released for dementia that we discuss about, and one of the things that you, if you like to drink alcohol, be encouraged to do a little of that, not a lot, because the latest information on dementia and liquor combined. Dr. Ken in this podcast tells you about why he went into the field of cardiovascular medicine in the first place, a personal story, a personal look into Ken and what he's all about and why he does what he does. Also, we have warnings for pregnant women in this podcast. Do not use tranquilizers. Hear why not at gooddayhealthshow.com, plus lots of other information about you and your good health. Gooddayhealthshow.com. Here's something for dog lovers. Your DNA may determine whether or not you're good with them or not good with them. So how does this work? How does this figure, Ken?
Yes. I just got a call from my office, and listen, I had a detach for a second. So give me a, tell me where you want to go.
No, I want to, are you okay? Is everything all right?
I have
you
fun. I just had to take an urgent call.
All right, okay. See, that's what happens. That's why Ken is so good.
I'm 24 a real
hours
doctor.
A day, 7 days a week. He's a real doctor, and people are calling. Okay, it was an emergency. You got to get to the hospital. So if you need to leave, that's okay. I will understand.
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. So what I was focusing on was this study on DNA, which helps determine whether or not you're a dog lover.
Ah, yes. This is a very fascinating study, and I thought you'd be especially interested in this.
Yeah.
This comes out of the medical journal Scientific Reports. A love of canines, Doug, may be contained in your genes. After comparing the genetic makeup of more than 35,000 twin pairs with dog ownership, genetic variations explain more than half of the likelihood of having a dog. The results of this study, published in Scientific Reports this week, may explain why some folks are dog people compared to those who have no pets. Genetics and environmental play about an equal role in determining dog ownership. I thought this was fascinating.
Right. We wouldn't probably find the same for people who have rats or mice as pets, I'm guessing, under the circumstances.
But you find some people who are so overwhelmingly strong in their affection for dogs, and there are some people who are so, they just couldn't care less, and maybe this has part of it.
Well, you know where I am in that department.
Oh, yes, you have the gene, without a doubt.
I guess I must, maybe a couple. Under the circumstances. Oh, that's good to know. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. It's 28 minutes past the hour now.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
Hence 9/7/19. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store staples.com/toner savings for details.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says Hurricane Dorian's impact on places such as Charleston has not been as bad as they expected.
Because the high tide and the wind and the rain did not all happen in different directions at the same time. We were spared several feet of water.
He lifted the mandatory evacuation order for the three counties since the bulk of the storm has passed. Dorian is moving through the Carolinas, and it did set off some tornadoes. There's been severe flooding and some power outages. North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper is worried about a direct hit along the Outer Banks.
We have about 1,500 people in shelters throughout eastern North Carolina. We expect those numbers to increase.
Dorian devastated the northern Bahamas as it moved over the islands earlier this week, causing at least 20 deaths and wrecking about 13,000 homes.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, with the story of sunglasses and how wearing them to bed may help you get a better night's rest. How's that work?
Sure, and then I'd like to comment a little bit more about a study you mentioned earlier about exercising and not eating breakfast before exercising.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's talk about sunglasses first.
Sure.
This comes out of the European Society of Endocrinology annual meeting this week. that exposure to bright phones and computer screens, they can affect the brain's clock and disrupt our sleep. So wearing these experimental glasses that block out blue light before bed can help you sleep better after just 1 week, they discovered. Exposure to these bright screens, particularly from phones, computers, and tablets, they can affect the brain's clock and the production of sleep hormone melatonin. This happens because the blue light emitted from screens, it mimics the wavelength of light in the morning and confuses your brain. The news this week is that wearing these special glasses that are not yet on the market, but I bet they will be soon, they filter out blue light, have almost the same effect as completely switching devices off. My advice right now is to minimize that screen time in the hour or two before bed and use the blue light filters that so many of the phones already have on them.
All right, so let's talk about blue light in these new, what do they call the new light bulbs?
LED.
LED thing. I had two of the three letters right anyway. So that's blue light as well. And we're told there's a warning that's aimed at people. I've never been a fan of these LED lights anyway.
Exactly.
I think that they are way overrated and
yes,
very expensive, and they supposedly save electricity. But at what cost? Apparently, the blue light in those bulbs is really bad for you. And the more exposure you have to it, the worse it is for you. So, I'm wondering about blue light. I guess that's why I brought it up, Ken.
It's almost like the light bulbs, they're not broken. Why fix them?
Yeah, right. I mean, so they use a little more electricity. I had a few that I've used. I won't use them anymore. I go out and buy the old style. You can find them. I remember when they stopped making certain types of light bulbs, I went to Walmart and bought a case because I wanted to have them. But I just wondered about, I guess, more importantly, the impact of blue light, if there's anything consistent.
I think we're only discovering, but we do know that it confuses the brain, especially when you're going to bed. It makes the brain think it's morning, and the clock is confused, and you don't get good restful sleep.
No. All right, word to the wise there. All right, let's go back to the discussion of exercise and how eating before may or may not be good for you. What did you find in nosing around?
That was a small study, only 12 individuals, and they gave them oatmeal beforehand, and everybody in that study was very fit. So it's really hard yet to make conclusions to the rest of the people who are not fit, way obese, and who are trying to use exercise to lose weight. My advice is that in order to lose weight, if that's your goal, you have to count calories, because that's how you lose weight. And adding an exercise program to it just makes it a lot easier, especially to maintain that weight loss once you lose it. But the issue here is just count the calories, and it doesn't matter whether you skip the meal, don't skip the meal. I mean, I'm not a big advocate of skipping meals. I'm a big advocate of exercising when you can, and it's convenient, so you do it, and just eat your regular meals, but watch the calorie count and eat healthy.
All right. So then, to go one step further with this discussion of overeating and weight gain and weight loss, I think I saw something about processed foods and how they are the main cause for weight gain. I thought to myself, duh. who needs to study that? But with the ever-increasing problem, you have more clients, not fewer, because people are not heeding the advice, the words to the wise, not only here, but in any other responsible discussion about medicine, medical advice, health advice. There is this focus on processed foods. Why are people so loathe? And the stuff tastes good. I get it. Remember when we used to have Phil Lempert on? Remember,
yes.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru? His word was, make any difference what's in it. If it doesn't taste good, it won't sell. People
right.
won't eat it.
I think that the foods have become so comforting, and a lot of persons' emotional issues initially are treated with foods, and then they initially might feel a little bit better, but then feel worse when they start looking at their waistline,
yeah,
and they get into these cycles that they're not happy, so they eat, and then they eat, and they're even less happy. You got to break that cycle.
Right. All right, let's spend some time back on your, there's so much information about heart disease. We were talking earlier about how cancer numbers are down, heart disease is up, and mostly it's because of this stuff we're talking about, the perverse side of eating fat food and food that's industrialized instead of naturally grown. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, for example, 100 years ago, that was real food. Today, because of the GMOs, the corn they use, all of that kind of stuff, it's almost impossible to find food that isn't infused in some way, shape, or form. And this is causation that I'm talking about, that's so full of these GMO things that are so bad for you. And the poorer you are, the more of them. I wonder about, that's actually, do you mind me asking you this question about your clients? How many of them have money and how many of them don't? By the time they get to you, they're on Medicaid or they have insurance. But I just wonder if there's a money quotient to this as well, knowing full well what the answer is, but I thought it would be good to think about it out of the box. If you have money, you're not likely to be heavy. Do you agree with that statement?
I don't think there's a real clear correlation there because it just depends on food choices.
Before people consume cheap, readily available processed food, and that, you know, a lot of people who don't have money also smoke and use drugs and drink more and don't exercise and all that kind of stuff.
I think finance is only one factor, but there's just so many factors involved here. And I don't know if you can generalize there, but I mean, I take care of obese poor, I take care of obese wealthy, and
but I'll bet you take care of more obese poor people than you do wealthy people. That's sort of what I'm not trying to make something out of this. I just, people that stop at the Shake Shack are more likely to visit you than the people who go to the places to get salads and stuff.
I think it's all over the map. You know, the obese can afford to really indulge in whatever expensive food they want, you know, that may be incredibly high in saturated fats and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's all over the map, and you don't have to be obese. You can be poor, you can be rich, you can be in the middle. And, you know, I think it's food choices, and I think on a budget you can lose weight, and on a budget there are some gyms today that are so relatively inexpensive.
Yes.
And so I think on, regardless of financial status, I think you can be at ideal body weight.
Mm-hmm. All right, in a moment, when you go into a restaurant, what do you look for? When Ken goes, I'm going to ask him, when he goes into some popular restaurant in his area, what does he look at on the menu? I've eaten out with him, so I kind of know what he what he does, but I want everybody to hear about his food choices, and maybe you can reflect on that somewhat with a healthy eye to how much you're helping yourself to. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with a question about Joint Formula 14. Have you tried it yet? Sierra Cell put together a formula. They call it Joint Formula 14 because it's guaranteed to work in 14 days or your money back. I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days. Here is some testimony from a fellow who wrote in to tell me how much this Joint Formula 14 had helped him relieve stiff hips. He's got arthritis in his hands and his hips, and this stuff has put it at bay. Here's somebody named Roberto who took some of the Joint Formula 14, reading this letter here. He had knee replacement surgery, and it's helping him to recover from that. Then there's Jane, who had old injury aches. She was a college athlete, and now that she's in her 50s, she got aches galore. So if you want to take the same route these people have taken, Joint Formula 14, go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, one word, achefree.live, and get the details on their special offer, free shipping, and this goes until the end of the month. Money-back guarantee always goes with CSL's Joint Formula 14. Get rid of the ache. Ache relief. Or, if you don't feel it, get your money back. Don't keep putting up with this awful feeling, the aches and the pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Cell at achefree.com. achfree.live. That's achfree.live with free shipping, and this is for the rest of the month.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, Dr. Ken here. You wanted to do a little bit more work on that study that we were talking about earlier. Well, we were talking about a lot of different studies. Which one piqued your interest?
No, we were talking before about how financial socioeconomic status affects obesity. And the trend has been that the disparity by incomes have been weakening with time, particularly for adults. And that's what more recently has been showing. And that's my experience in the office.
If you check out any popular restaurant menu, chain restaurants especially, where a lot of families go, there are, if you look at the children's menu, it's usually fried food. And this is where kids, if you eat out, a lot of people eat out a lot now. And so you got fried fish, and you got fried chicken, and you have hot dogs and hamburgers and things that are easy for kids to eat. But doesn't that start them on a long road down into the foxhole? I think that's a taste thing. You know, okay, it tastes good. Johnny will eat that. It's good for him. But then down the road, it isn't good for him. And it may even, it's not good for them as well. Look at all the fat kids you see around. They're mind fat adults.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to train your kids by example. You know, you can't tell them what to do and then do the other thing. And you just have to watch portion control, teach them about calories. And remember, there are treats. You know, you don't have to be 100% perfect all the time with all this. Treats are okay.
Yeah, a little chocolate will do you, or a little pie will do you, a little ice cream will do you. Yeah, got to have that. All right, here's to your health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. All the info, you know, listen to the podcast. Find out what's there. GoodDayHealthShow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour, time now for a continuation, our constant flow of information about your medical health and well-being, a part of the service of this program, and we bring to you to help service the needs that you have for medical information, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a practicing cardiologist down at Mount Dora's fabulous Lake Cardiology in Florida, just outside Orlando. So let's get to a couple of these items as we continue our focus on you dissecting the info that comes from the medical journals, a couple of food-based items, including what happens if you skip breakfast. You're the cardiologist, so what's the connection there? To
Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. What a great way to change your lifestyle and stay on planet Earth longer, Doug. The news this week is that skipping breakfast can increase the risk of dying from heart disease, the risk of death from cardiovascular disease spikes by a whopping 87% for people who say they never eat the morning meal. Skipping breakfast has a link to changes in appetite, higher blood pressure, dangerous changes in cholesterol levels, and lower satisfaction after eating. There are clear benefits of eating breakfast in promoting cardiovascular health, Doug.
So, from the point of view of those people who don't, this is just another nail in your coffin. If you're eating the wrong foods to begin with, and then you don't have a good breakfast, I would think it would be actually more or equally as difficult for most of the other things in your body, heart, lungs, all your everything. I can see what
87% is a huge spike. This is amazing. It's more than most would predict, but it is what it is.
All right, so in relationship to that, your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet, is another food-based story this week. What's the This is an upside, I'm going
to
guess.
Yes, trying to lose weight. Listen up to the news this week out in the medical journal Obesity that eating a diet largely based in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, Doug, may keep people from eating unhealthy amounts of other types of food. Primates that consumed a Mediterranean diet in the study ate less of any other available food and lost weight. It's published this week in Obesity Medical Journal. And by comparison, the animals on a Western diet, they ate far more than they needed and gained weight.
Mm-hmm. So there's a food preservative that's the subject of yet another one of the journals focusing on how people or what makes people fat, and they zero in on this common food preservative. What do you think of that?
Science Translational Medicine this week. Eating a preservative widely used in breads, baked goods, and cheese, Doug, may trigger metabolic responses that are linked to obesity and diabetes. This additive, it's called propionate, is actually a naturally occurring fatty acid produced in the gut. When it's used as an additive in processed foods, it helps prevent mold. However, consuming propionate can cause weight gain, resistance to insulin, and a rise in blood sugar and a subsequent surge in insulin. This resembles obesity, type 2 diabetes, and all the associated havoc.
Hmm. So then, on top of all that, there's a study in the Journal of Nutrition that I just saw suggesting vegans are the healthiest in our country. They may outlive us all. At least this study suggests that. Are you buying that?
Well, I think that diet and the Mediterranean diet, you know, we could arm wrestle about it, and cardiologists love to debate it, but I think both are outstanding. And you have to find out what works well for you. The Mediterranean works well for me. The vegan doesn't. But for many people, the vegan does, and I think that's great. You have to individualize this for each of us and find right. Which works well for you, and then go on it.
All right. Interesting food news in the medical news this week. Here's some news for those of you who lack the energy to tackle your everyday work and home assignments. You're not in shape. You're struggling to try to get yourself going every single day. If that's your description, here's something that will be, I think, on the top of your shopping list. And maybe think about this for a little bit, what I have to say about this product, Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You will feel better because of the ingredients. So this is for mostly men who are working out in the gym and not performing well at work, not doing well with your love life. Testosterone plays an important part, and that's one of the main ingredients in Nugenix. Nugenix maximizes your energy, increases lean muscle mass, boosts your libido. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, this sounds good. Want a free bottle? Let's try it out. Free. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's how you get a free bottle of Nugenix. That's right. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's simple. FORCE to 321-321.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.